We are joined live on the air now here on 1010 Winds with New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. Good evening, Mr. Mayor.
In this city, it's been really tough for New Yorkers all over the city with so many things happening simultaneously, and I just wanted to check in, make sure all New Yorkers know that alternate side parking is canceled tomorrow, that the snow plows are finally in a position to move around since these traffic jams are clearing out. And we're going to have conditions tomorrow on the ground that will be much, much better. The plows will get to do their work overnight. And obviously the rain is going to help us as well.
We're joined on the air right now here on 1010 Winds Live with New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. Once again, good evening, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for joining us. You know, the roads, as you mentioned, mass transit are a mess tonight. Hearing all night from listeners about being stuck on the roads for hours, jammed at the Port Authority. Could be hours before that is resolved. Did this storm catch the city off guard?
Well, a couple of things happened here. This storm stayed pretty much within the kind of level of snow we expected, but what did change was it hit during rush hour more than was expected for sure. It was a lot heavier kind of snow than we originally expected. You know, the sanitation department was out and ready, but the timing was particularly bad when the snow hit because rush hour is the worst time for this. Then we had a bunch of things way beyond our control, this horrible crash on the George Washington Bridge, which backed up a number of highways. It all started to sort of have a domino effect. But the bottom line here is now, thank God, traffic is starting to clear out. The rain is going to help us. And again, alternate side parking suspended tomorrow. Plows getting around now. They'll do their work overnight. I think we'll have a pretty normal situation in the morning, thank God.
You know, Your Honor, the city had a history in 2012 as experiencing the first recorded snowfall early on in 2012 in early November. Were there any contingency plans in place for the possibilities of being caught off guard by an early snowfall such as we experienced tonight?
Clearly, you know, the sanitation department has done more and more to address snow in the last few years. They've actually done a great, great job, including we had the biggest storm in New York City history a couple of years ago. They did an amazing job with that. So, no, everyone saw this coming. What we saw was an uptick in the amount of snow at the end, meaning high end of the estimates. We saw it start later than we originally had heard from the Weather Service. It hit right at rush hour, which was particularly unhelpful. No, the plows were out. They had their salt. That wasn't the problem here. We had a bit, if you'll forgive the phrase, of a perfect storm, of the timing, the intensity for a brief period of time. And then really this huge crash on the George Washington Bridge was a big, big contributing factor here. Really bad combination of events in a very, very brief time. But there's no question, again, as the roads clear up finally, you know, now the plows will be able to do their work. And now, finally, Mother Nature is cooperating because the rain will help address a lot of it as well.
What type of assistance is in place or any plans in place right now? For frankly, people are stuck right now, Port Authority and many other areas. What advice or what assistance could they possibly expect?
I think this is a situation where, you know, with every passing minute and every passing hour is going to make the situation better. I wish we had a quick fix, and it's really important to level with people in situations like this. Again, a lot of things happened quickly, and now we're in the process of cleaning up and fixing it piece by piece. I think it's just got to clear. You know, the traffic is starting to move in a lot of places. Again, the weather is now cooperating more. It will resolve. It won't have any ramification for tomorrow from what we're seeing right now.
I think
the challenge is always get the plows in position, get the salt ready, you know, do all the things that the sanitation department has done really, really well. And you start the salting as soon as there's a certain amount of snow on the ground that's physically necessary. But it just happened much more quickly in this case, the amount of accumulation and when happened to be really, really a challenge. It will now sort out. It'll just take a little while longer.
Speaking of sorting out, Mayor de Blasio, what about schools tomorrow? Are they operating at a normal schedule? What are the plans?
Yeah, everything. Because of the rain, because the sanitation trucks will now have the freedom to maneuver, we're going to be, I think, really, really solid for tomorrow. They have some catching up to do because they've lost some hours because of the traffic situation, but they will be able to catch up. So, you know, at this point, everything we know, school should be normal tomorrow.
What about just a quick report card? Are you disappointed in the city's response so far?
Look, I'm disappointed that people got stuck in traffic. I was out there with them stuck in traffic. I don't think anyone, it's really frustrating and came out of nowhere. We'll look carefully at what happened, and if there's anything we need to learn from or do better, we certainly will. I think this was more just a lot of factors in combination that to some extent it just takes time to sort them out and undo them. I think the response was, under the situation was what we could do. But we're going to look and see if there's anything we need to learn from it. The one thing that is really striking is, and I didn't know this personally, I wouldn't have thought that just having the outbound George Washington Bridge out of commission would have so much impact on the entire city. But I'm told by our traffic folks that it's really a rarity to have it go down in that fashion and that it had an extraordinary domino effect. And that was one of the X factors here.
Mayor de Blasio, Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis, the city's response today, quote, was an utter failure. It is clear our mayor, his commission, have not prepared for today's snowfall. What is your response to that?
I would say look at how our sanitation department, they do extraordinary work. We've had snowfall after snowfall. Well, they were absolutely prepared. They did a great job, including, again, the biggest snowstorm in New York City history a couple of years ago. They've done outstanding work. So I would say let's show some respect for the men and women of the sanitation department who do this work and do it well. This was a very unusual situation in a very brief period of time. I don't buy into that kind of characterization. I don't think it's fair. We want to do better. We want to learn from this. But again, sometimes you have just a really fast, unforeseen set of events, and that's part of what we deal with. But I would say you look at the track record of our sanitation department in recent years dealing with snow, I think it's been absolutely outstanding. This is a case where we want to find any way we can to do better because we certainly don't want people to go through anything like this again.
Mayor de Blasio, as this storm appears to be wrapping up, it hasn't wrapped up yet. People are still stranded having issues. Is there any way to point the finger of blame? Whose fault do you think it might be?
I'm just going to state the obvious. I think most New Yorkers are less interested in pointing the finger of blame and more interested in how we fix the situation and move forward. The rain's going to help. The snowplow's getting around. Alternate side parking suspended tomorrow. That's the basic formula right now.
All right. Mayor Bill de Blasio, thank you for joining us live here on 1010 Winds.
You're welcome. Take care now.